First responders to Utah's huge Bryan Head wildfire knew right from the start that they were dealing with a serious human-caused situation. We're today hearing the first 911 calls that came in to dispatchers.
Hey, this is George Hartlemeyer. I'm at George's Ski Shop in Bryan Head. I am now driving my shuttle van up Parowan Canyon, right below the S-turn. There is a cabin, and the cabin owner has a fire going. He's burning off shrub around his cabin. The fire is massive.
Okay.
I think a Bryan Head officer needs to go to this cabin immediately and talk to this landowner before he burns down Bryan Head.
Okay, so you said it's just...
It's seriously that serious.
Okay,
cabin
I get
below
it.
Below the S-turn in Parowan Canyon.
In another call, the person on the phone breathlessly describes trying to beat back the flames before finally giving up to the relief of the dispatcher.
Need help.
Okay, I'm going to get some help to you. You're at that location now?
Yeah, they have to go down to the 13-mile marker. So
okay, tell me exactly what is burning.
Fire, acid, pine trees.
Okay, what size of area is burning?
It's a forest.
Well, how big is the fire right now?
It's big. It's like 50 feet by 50 feet.
Yeah.
It's big. We need help.
Okay, I'm getting help to you.
Okay.
Stay on the line with me because I have some more questions for you. Is the fire threatening anything right now?
Just to get bigger and bigger.
Okay, but is it... getting close to any structures or anything like
No, we're kind of fireproof.
That was a week ago Saturday, nearly 2 weeks ago. The Bryan Head fire now has spread to more than 50,000 acres. An army of more than 1,000 firefighters and support staff are struggling to get it contained.